Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
The NFL is a week-to-week, season-to-season proposition. There are five playoff teams from last year, four in the NFC, who are not only on the outside looking into the playoff picture this year, but none of them have a winning record at this point of the season.
The Green Bay Packers are in that group at 5-6-1. It's hard to stop a snowball rolling downhill, as has been the case for the Packers since quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been out. From 5-2 in control of the NFC North to 0-4-1 without A-Rod and needing help to win the division. While the defense has struggled, last week in the 40-10 loss to Detroit, the offense under Matt Flynn hit rock bottom, producing season lows of 3 points and 126 yards. This week, the Atlanta Falcons, another one of those NFC playoff teams from a year ago, who find themselves on the outside of the postseason picture looking in, bring a 3-8 record to Lambeau Field. In their victory Sunday over Buffalo, veteran running back Steven Jackson gave the ground game some life, rushing for 84 yards. Old pro Roddy White turned back the clock with a 10-catch, 143-yard performance, and ageless tight end Tony Gonzalez caught his 108th career touchdown pass in an overtime victory over the Buffalo Bills. Behind a porous offensive line, quarterback Matt Ryan has been under siege all season. Sacked 30 times, he's authored 12 interceptions as he labors through his first losing campaign.
One thing to note about Sunday's game at Lambeau: the Packers know if they play anywhere near the caliber of football they played defensively in Detroit, the Falcons still have the firepower to hang a big number on the board real quick. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrivee.